sucks.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Well, this is important. Buzz 24/7. This is important. Emergency home preparedness. Okay? And the guy that we're going to be talking to, EJ Snyder, would know a bit about that. Emergency home preparedness, the ultimate guide for bugging in during natural disasters, pandemics, civil unrest, and more. Because you don't know what's coming down the pike. This is a guy that was on Naked and Afraid. So not only could you learn how to survive, but you could do it without clothes. So we got that. And then we got Laura's cooking on a budget. So saving your money, keeping you safe is what it's all about.
Okay.
Bugging in. Is that different than bugging out?
Well, bugging out, you're leaving.
Yeah, you bugging in. You're
bugging
staying,
means
you're
staying in your basement.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's the opposite. Okay, yeah, I guess you're right. So EJ is
building a bunker in your backyard.
Is going to be joining us. You remember back at the turning of the century there when we went to 2000 and it was Y2K and yep. Everybody was worried about what was going to happen and then nothing happened and everybody looked like idiots?
Yep.
I don't think you look like an idiot now. With the world being like what it is now, I don't think that it's like that. EJ, can you hear me? Is he there?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You know, I was just talking about how, like, I just mentioned, like, Y2K when that was a big thing and all these people built bunkers and did all that. And it was all craziness and nonsense. But you know what the funny thing is it doesn't feel like nonsense nowadays, does it?
No, it's actually became a part of our lives. And, you know, we grew up on all these different survival TV shows, not so much the docuseries and reality realm, but just movies and TV things like The Walking Dead.
Sure.
And now it's got people thinking about all those things, and they're really like, whoa, what is going on here?
Yeah, well, we got obviously, look, we've got pandemics, we've got natural disasters, and we haven't seen the last of those. And then
egg prices.
The egg prices.
good stuff.
That's good. But, you know, when it comes to the bugging in thing, I'm so used to hearing bugging out. I'm not used to bugging in.
Right.
But what are the key things, because I know we have a limited amount of time, but what are the basic things, EJ, that people should maybe never have thought about having stuff on hand for a situation like that? But does it start with water?
Well, you know, in the book, I talk about those things. You want to have your basics covered first, water and food, and your shelter, which is your home. But sure. Things like, you know, coats for the winter, blankets and that kind of stuff in case the heat goes out, and ways to cook food and stuff like that, your grills and those things. But after that, one of the things people make a big mistake on is they don't have enough prescription drugs on hand to last through a long-term event. As well as eyeglasses, if you wear eyeglasses. So I have a motto, have a backup to the backup to the backup. And so that's one of those things that people just seem to not remember about, you know, whether it's over-the-counter cold medicines or those things. You should have just one big trunk in your garage or storage area that's just medicines.
I never thought of that.
But
never occurred to me.
But here's my question to that. Now, some of your prescriptions, they're like, okay, here's your 90 days.
You can't get them ahead of time.
How do you get some of these medications that they only give you 90 days? How do I have a supply of
them? You got to bust in there and steal them.
A lot of times you could talk to your doctor and say, look, I'm going on vacation. I'm going to be able to get this over in Europe. Right. Whether that's the truth or not. In like survival, it doesn't matter. You're trying to get to the end goal. Mm-hmm. And I found that they're very receptive when you tell them, look, I'm going on a 6-month excursion. I need to have 6 months supply. And that's worked for me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What about cash?
Cash, you know, cash is good to have on hand. Gold and silver, even better. Because eventually that paper is only going to be good to start fires with.
Yep.
But they say, I never had a particular amount, but a lot of people say $10,000 you hear. I know my own folks have about 100 grand in gold and silver and cash sitting underneath a secret spot where you know, folks are going to find it. That's the other thing. You want to be the gray person. You don't want to have a lot of flashy things outside. It happens around Christmas all the time. That's what the bad guys look for. Whoa, look at that flat screen TV box. So when bad days happen, I tell people, you want to try to keep everything just normal, nothing. No, nothing. You don't want people to know you have a stockpile of things.
And
so.
what's funny is this used to be considered paranoia. People would hear this kind of thing, go, "Well, it's paranoia," but it's actually not, okay? Because if you think about like the pandemic, all right, people can think whatever they want about the pandemic, but what if something that's actually worse comes along? Who knows? It's just a matter of being prepared. This is EJ Snyder. He has he's the author of he was on Naked and Afraid: Emergency Home Prepared. The Ultimate Guide for Bugging In During Natural Disasters, Pandemic, Civil Unrest, and More. Kelly has a question.
EJ, I'm a metrosexual. I don't like camping. I can't start a fire, but I do have a generator. What like one or two things I need to do to get prepped?
Well, for you, first off, like I tell people, you hear the CDC and everyone say, and even in Europe, they're telling them, get yourself 3 days of supply of food. That's not going to do squat. Even if you went down to one meal a day, you're only going to eat for 9 days. So you want to cover your basics first. A generator is great. Power is a big thing, but do you have enough fuel for that? I always say you want to set up enough food and water for yourself. All those that are in your household plus two, because you never know who's going to come banging on your door. And if they never come banging, now you got extra, you know, extra food and water for yourselves. And so that's the thing where you want to start, is with the basics, because the pandemic proved that 90% of America just stayed home and bugged in. The other 10%, half of them just bugged out to go bug in somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then there was the other half that's like me, that can go to the woods with a knife and live off of squirrels or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what we found is their homes just weren't ready. And I write and teach everything for the everyday Joe or Joan. I don't want to make you the next Bear Grylls or Laura Zara. I want you to be the best you for you. And you said something very, we mentioned something very important here. Your home is your castle. Your castle is where you feel safe and confident. If you can mentally feel safe in your home and it's prepared, we have a motto over at Survival Mastery, my other company, don't be scared, be prepared. When you're prepared, you have young kids, you show confidence, you're not showing fear, it keeps them calm. And so it keeps everyone around you calm. And the other thing people make a big mistake about is they don't know who's in their cul-de-sac, as I like to say. Who's in your neighborhood? Some people don't even know that two doors down, they've got a medical doctor sitting at their neighborhood. And I tell people, hey, make your HOA that you're paying dues on do something more than write you a ticket for you didn't cut the grass. Why don't you make them have a community meeting and find out and make a list of what everybody's skills are in the community. And then maybe, let's say, the mechanic across the street, he can run a small class for people and teach them how to do some basic mechanic stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you make yourself more powerful.
I just got to mention, you mentioned Laura Zara. I love her. She's a local. She's been on with us before. She's a badass.
Oh, she is a badass. And when they say, her and I are in the top 10 of survivalists on the planet right now. And
I believe
she
it.
Is all that. I was blessed to have her as a partner in the Amazon, mm-hmm. my second challenge. And man, she lives a life. You know what I mean?
I got to ask one question about Naked and Afraid, because friggin', you know what freaks me out about it? It's not the poisonous snakes. It's the insects eating it and the bare feet. I can't walk across the friggin' jungle or the desert in bare feet. How did you do it?
I'm an old soldier. You know, I love my boots. We used to call them LPCs, leather personnel carriers on our feet, you know?
Right.
I had to really work my feet. Now I spend most of my time walking outside barefoot just so I'm ready to go in case I have to go back out.
Mm-hmm.
But the bare feet is rough. You saw my very first episode, which I filmed about 12 years ago. I was the very first one to film it. They call me the Godfather, Naked Afraid. Mm-hmm. And I got a thorn in my foot that damn near killed me.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
Footwear is important. You want to, but you got to toughen your feet up too.
Okay.
And then the bugs, they are just absolutely terrible. But after about 5 days or so, you're starting to smell like what everything else is out there. And then they kind of calm down a bit. When you go out first thing, you've just got done eating whatever, waffles or this or that.
Right.
So you got to run all those sugars out of your system.
Okay. I got last question. This is important because it gets back to the fuel thing. And Kelly talked about a generator. Is there a number, EJ? How many gallons of fuel should I have?
You can never have enough, because, you know, you can use fuel for a lot of other things, you know. But I always say, how long are you going to run that thing each day? And you want to figure out a math problem. Let's say I'm only going to run it 5 hours a day.
Right.
And if I have X number of fuel, how much do I have on hand?
Gotcha.
So if you're planning for a long-term event, think 6 months. That's a lot of fuel. So how are you going to handle that equation? So everything's about planning.
Okay.
Write down the problem and then figure out the mathematical solution to get to your end goal.
All right.
So, but don't overwhelm yourself. I tell everybody, preparing, don't be scared, be prepared. do it small, little bites, gotcha. Work your way up. You
All
know,
right,
if you get over to survivalmastery.co, we cover a lot of this stuff over there.
EJ, appreciate the time, man. I know we got to keep you on a schedule. Emergency Home Preparedness, the name of the book. Thanks for coming on with us, man. Love it. Thank you.
I appreciate you having me. You guys, you stay safe.
Take care.
Bye.
That's smart. That's smart stuff. That just knowing that
and
smart stuff.
Really, what you just need to do is just keep moisturizing your face.
I was going
to
say,
you're not going to make it. Right?
You can come over my house, honey. I will make sure you're taking care.
Maybe I'll get a buddy. All I need is a friend that knows this shit.
Like he said, know your neighbors.
All right, hold on here because we're getting ready for cooking on a budget. So hold on.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Let me tell you how seriously Laura takes this stuff. I came in this week with some sumo oranges, and she's like, "Did you get those at Shaw?" I was like, "I told you they were on sale."
And he didn't.
And when I told her I was at Shaw, I was at Hannaford's. She's like, "You just lost a dollar for each one of those, or something like that."
You went to Market Basket, and then you won against Tim.
No. It was Hannaford.
I thought you said you were at Market Basket, where Tim or whoever you were, Timmy.
He doesn't even know where he was.
Whatever the guy, and you guessed.
Timothy. That wasn't the same trip. It was two different stores.
But for sumos.
Sumos were at Hannaford. That's where you.
Because your price went up $35,
right.
And that's why you won, because
I paid too much.
$35 for sumo oranges.
She really, my point is, she takes this shit personally. Okay? So there you go. So, cooking on a budget.
Yes, we'll start with Greg. I know you looked for them last week and they weren't in stock. This week they are on sale. Your mini cornbread loaves at Market Basket, $5.99 for a 12-pack of the mini loaves.
Oh, so good.
So you know they're going to have extra in stock because they are on sale this
week.
Can
I give you a tip? The Thomas's has toaster cornbread, a toaster cornbread. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Really good.
I will say that we'll get to it, but Thomas's English muffins are on sale. All varieties at Market Basket, 2 for $5 this week. And at Shaw's, it's buy one, get two free, and it's just two varieties.
I'm off of English muffins.
Oh.
Well, wow. I'm tired of toasting them twice to get them to be toasted. They're ridiculous.
Maybe set your setting high.
I do.
Maybe it's just not high enough. Baker.
No, it does great with everything but English muffins. I'm off. So go ahead, move on.
Kelly, beer sales of the week. Market Basket has your Von Trapp.
Von Trapp. Not Von Strapp.
Nope.
That's different.
Trapp, okay. Your Stone, Night Shift, and Woodstock, and Sapporo, which I don't
Sapporo.
Know.
Sapporo. Japanese. Okay. I have one of those once.
$14.99 for your 12 packs.
Right. You should have that with your sushi.
Roadkill's sweet of the week. Market Basket, I had to give you this one. It is sweet.
Okay.
And it's your favorite. Stonewall Kitchens, Jelly and Jams. Know the difference between jelly and jam?
I do.
Well, they're on sale. $4.99 for the Stonewall Kitchens, Jelly and Jams at Market Basket this week. Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. At Shaw's, she can send Cass over to get her Purdue Dino Nugs because they are on sale 2 for $6. Hannaford, sales end on Saturday. Marinated sirloin steak tips, $8.99 a pound. Mm. Yes, I went in and bought a lot. It's great. Stick them in your freezer. Well, because summertime's coming. You want those steak tips. Jennie-O turkey breast, 99 cents a pound. Let's see. Hannaford medium cooked cocktail shrimp, 41 to 50 count. Kelly, $6.99 a pound. Right. Green seedless grapes, $1.99 a pound. Smithfield bacon, $3.99. Little Leaf Farm Salad Mixes, 2 for $5. Hannaford Red or Yellow Potatoes, 2 for $5. Chicken Leg Quarters, 99 cents a pound. Boneless Center Cut Pork Chops, $2.49 a pound. Whole Eye Round, $3.99 a pound. Hannaford 85% Lean Ground Turkey, 2 for $7. Blackberries, 2 for... misprint. 2 for $5. Strawberries, 2 for $5. And now we'll head over to Aldi, where your sales began on Wednesday. Red grapes there, $1.49 a pound. Your Cosmic Crisp apples, $2.49 for the 2-pound bag. Cara oranges, $2.89 for the 3-pound bag. Asparagus, $1.99 a pound. Mini cucumbers, $1.69 for your 16-ounce package. Fresh family pack chicken tenderloins, $2.29 a pound. Fresh peppercorn or garlic marinated petite sirloin tenders, $6.99 a pound. Zucchini, $1.29 a pound. And at Aldi, they have these custom-made fresh bacon-wrapped jalapenos poppers. So if you don't want to do it yourself, you can get them for $6.49 a pound. All your baking needs are on sale. this week at Aldi, your flour, your sugar, brown sugar, chopped walnuts, frosting, your almonds, whole or white chocolate and butterscotch morsels if you're planning on baking, and all your Easter decor and candy on sale. The link to the flyer is up. There's so many to go over, so you can just check that out.
Easter decor, Kelly.
Yep, tons.
I guess it's that time, 20th of this year,
yeah,
right?
So it worked out perfect. Last year, St. Patrick's Day and Easter fell within a week apart. So all of my cute little eggs, yeah, your bunnies, your all your decorations were only up for maybe 7 days. It was a real bummer. This year, I get a whole month. So all of my decorations have been up since last Tuesday after St. Patrick's Day. It's been wonderful.
I'm just not a big fan of Easter landing on Master Sunday, and this year we're good.
Yeah, it does not. Shaw's, your sales start on Friday. The For You sale where you need the app. You have your beef, New York strip, steak, or lamb loin chop, $7.97 a pound. Fresh cod filet, $9.97 a pound. Cotton candy or gumdrop grapes, $2.97 a pound. Juicy apples, 97 cents a pound. Limit you to 5 pounds. Smithfield bacon or Hatfield bacon, $4.97. Your Prince pasta, your McCormick grill mates, which I really love the Montreal steak seasoning. Your Near East rice, chicken of the sea, solid white tuna, all 97 cents each. Your Brigham's or Hood ice cream and novelties, $2.77. Let's see here. Nabisco snack crackers, Utz potato or kettle chips, Cheetos, smart food popcorn. Your Boulder Canyon kettle chips or Zaps, your Doritos, Tostitos, and Snyder's pretzels, $2.47. Limit you to two each.
Pay attention, Kelly.
The solid pretzel right there.
Oh, I don't know.
Which one? Snyder's? Which one? Itty Bitty Minis or...
It says Snyder's pretzels.
Snyder's makes a good pretzel. Except
he doesn't like the regular minis. I bought them for him. He said they were crap.
Minis, you know, they in an emergency. You can go to that if you're like starving to death. Mm.
Okay. Cabot Bar shredded or sliced cheese, $2.27. Your Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors, and Coors Light, $16.99 for your 30-pack. And your Sam Adams Kelly Brown, you don't have the app, so it's your own fault, but $10.99 for a 12-pack of Sam.
Well, I know some people who have the app.
I'm buying it for myself. Okay, they let me to one. So.
Shut down. Maybe it was that beard comment you made.
My mustache. Yeah. Other deals at Shaw's. Peeled and deveined raw shrimp or cooked shrimp, $5.99 a pound. Red, yellow, orange peppers or European cucumbers, 99 cents each. Fresh chicken tenders or St. Louis pork ribs, $2.99 a pound. Your Kellogg's or General Mills large size cereal. And I think, Roquel, you eat your Cheerios.
Yes.
Buy one, get one free for the large size Cheerios at Shaw's. Thomas's English muffins, buy one, get one free. Cookies at Shaw's, $2.99 for the 18 count when you buy two fresh from the bakery. The macaroni pasta mix, 99 cents. And like I said, the Purdue breaded chicken nuggets, Dino Nugs cutlets, two for $6.
Dino Nugs.
And now we'll head over to Market Basket. Sales start on Sunday. London broil shoulder steak, $4.99 a pound. Fresh center cut pork chops, bone in, $1.99 a pound. Fresh chicken thighs and drumsticks, $1.49 a pound. Salami, $3.99 a pound at the deli. Dave's organic killer bread, $3.99 for the thin slice. Tender green beans, 99 cents a pound. Imported green and black seedless grapes, $1.99 a pound. Your family size Honey Nut Cheerios at Market Basket, $3.99, so better deal at Shaw's. Starkist solid white tuna, $5 for $5. Romaine lettuce, $2 for $3. Country style pork spare ribs, $1.79 a pound. And like I told you, your Stonewall jellies and jams, $4.99. Okay, recipes this week. Crispy chicken sandwiches. You need to save your pickle juice and you can make the best crispy, yummy chicken sandwiches. Ask Roquel, I made him one.
Oh, you did.
And I also have a recipe for pea and pesto pasta salad.
Pea and pesto. Look,
pea and pesto pasta salad.
Oh, I never knew that people do stuff with their pea. I know that some people wash with it because it washes out stuff and a jelly fish thing, but I didn't know you could use it with a pesto. So that's good. All right, Laura, thank you. You can find all that, by the way, written at Laura's on her page at morningbuzz.com. And nice job. And thank you to EJ Snyder, our survivalist. Little survival, little food stuff for you right there on a Thursday. Thank you, Laura. Enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, just a thank you for checking out our Buzz Show podcast. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Don't forget the 24/7. It's exclusive stuff not on the air. Click subscribe to that as well. Let's get back at it.